The Nevada County Air Show takes to the air again this Saturday at the Nevada County Airport in Grass Valley with a full day celebrating the wonders of flight. Beginning at 9 a.m. with a pancake breakfast, the airport grounds will host the usual food and fun booths, together with the main events being the myriad of airplanes, both flying and on the ground for display. Tim O'Brien, the air show director, tells us what to expect on Saturday.
Well, Mark, we've got World War II warbirds, including the P-51 Mustang, Hawker Sea Fury, TBM Avenger, AT-6s, T-28s, BT-13s. We have a Patriots L-39 jet flyby. We have the CAL FIRE air tanker demonstrations, plus classic and antique aircraft, including the world's only flying aero car. We have radio control models that'll be doing aerobatics, pylon racing, jets, and much more.
It will be a fun-filled day with a host of airplanes doing flybys and air demonstrations, including formation flying with an air tanker fire suppression demonstration as well. Gary Gouliot, retired airline pilot and a mainstay here at the Grass Valley Airport, is the air boss for the show and will manage all the formation flying and aircraft flybys.
We're going to fly everything that we have on the ramp on the Saturday for AirFest. That'll include all of the trainers, advanced trainers, fighters and high-performance airplanes, and all of those will be a part of the event. It's a nice small crowd that comes up here. We get the airplanes running. We start them in individual cycles so that each category of airplane flies together, and we do formation flying and flybys, and it's a great mix of the crowd and the pilots and the airplanes, and it's fun for everybody to hear the engines run and everybody get ready to fly.
Now, I understand you fly in formation for quite a few events. Are you going to be flying that day?
I'll be flying in formation with two other guys here that fly in our rider flight formation.
So what's it like to fly in tight formation?
Well, there's only one way to find out. Would you like to go up and give it a try?
That was an offer I couldn't resist.
After a brief pre-flight check, Gary and I took to the air.
And transponder, I'll leave off. Suction, voltage, oil pressure, oil temperature, we're good to go. Yeah, we'll look for a thumbs up over here. Thumbs up. Thumbs up.
So, Gary, what kind of flying are we going to be doing today?
Well, today we're doing a formation orientation.
And we have four airplanes here, and we're going to be flying at about what speeds and what altitudes today?
We'll be between about 4 and 6,500 feet above sea level, and speeds will be up to, we usually try to fly 160. That gives us a little bit of acceleration or deceleration each side, and we'll get as high as maybe 180, 185 miles an hour.
We're going to be doing the same maneuvers that we're going to be doing at the AirFest?
Yes, we're going to practice some of those maneuvers. We're going to do some warm-up maneuvers. Just for station keeping, breakup, rejoin, etc. Then we're going to come back over the airport and practice our air show maneuvers.
All right, let's get started.
You may not be able to take an actual flight like I did, but you'll be able to get up close and personal with many of these historic and marvelous aircraft at the show. The fun actually starts Friday night with a kickoff's 30s and 40s style USO hangar dinner and dance party, which begins at 5:30 and goes well past dark. Attendees will partake in a buffet dinner with local wines and dance to the music of the 40s and 50s performed by the Ron Davis Orchestra. World War II artifacts will be on display, and you'll also witness some vintage aircraft flybys with a few surprises I can't tell you about. You'll just have to wait and see. Tickets for the dance and dinner can be purchased at the gate Friday night starting at around 4:30. Tickets for the air show will be available on the day of the show at all gates. You can also find air show information at their website, ncairfest.com. All in all, the Nevada County Air Fest should be one to remember and a great family experience. It all takes place this Saturday from 9 to 4 p.m. with the opening dinner dance Friday night at 5:30 p.m. I'm Mark Cuniberti for KVMR FM.